Campaign with plaques and promotional products to recognize all occasions from athletic endeavors and musical moments to business achievements. Trophy Time, they're more than just trophies. Additional information available on the web at trophytime.com.
It's 8:30 and with AM 580 News, here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The Urbana City Council has passed a $46 million budget for next year, including $64,000 additional dollars to fund a public arts program. That money was an extra amount proposed by Alderwoman Danielle Chenoweth. She says the budget for the city's new public arts program included money for staff and business-related projects, but she says the funding for actual arts grants relied on money not yet raised. And she praised her fellow council members for approving the additional money for arts grants.
At this point, I think that council heard the public. They understand that you got to put your money where your mouth is. They understand that there's an expectation that we'll fund arts in our public arts program. And so the council really stepped up to the plate and made sure that that became a reality.
Mayor Laurel Prossing says Chenoweth misrepresented her budget proposal for public arts, making it appear the city would spend none of its own money on the arts. The city of Urbana will spend about $134,000 overall on its public arts program. It's to be overseen by a new public arts commission that's now being formed. In other action, the Urbana City Council voted to put an advisory referendum restricting cell phone use while driving on the November ballot. That measure was the only one of Mayor Laurel Prossing's three advisory referenda to be approved. Prossing was trying to counter two advisory ballot proposals scheduled to come up at a special town meeting June 30th. The City Council also approved an ordinance on cell phone use while driving. It does ban text messaging while driving outright and imposes fines for using a cell phone while driving if an accident occurs. But there is no outright ban on cell phone use while driving. It'll be up to the Champaign County Board to decide whether or not to hire a consulting firm to run the Champaign County Nursing Home. The Nursing Home Board voiced its opinion last night, endorsing a three-year contract with Management Performance Associates. Under that contract, MPA would supply the nursing home administrator. Current administrator Andrew Buffenbarger is expected to stay on as an MPA employee. The county would pay MPA $180,000 a year. Nursing Home Board Vice Chair Mary Ellen O'Shaughnessy says MPA is the best option because they've already worked with the nursing home on two operations audits.
It's like the house is on fire and we've got someone who knows our house and knows where the fire hydrant is. I think we need to bring them in. I wish we had more time and could actually look at different companies, but I really don't think we have that time because I really do think we're bleeding money.
Opponents say looking at other options is important, and the contract does not require MPA to meet any performance standards. The Champaign County Nursing Home faces a nearly $2 million annual deficit. It could also lose state Medicaid and Medicare funding if it fails to pass a public health inspection by July 16th. Flooding on the Mississippi River is affecting locations well separated from the river. Galesburg officials have issued a voluntary water conservation order for residents until further notice. Its Public Works Director Larry Cox says the order was issued because of concerns over flooding along the Mississippi at Oquaka. He says there's a possibility Galesburg would lose its capacity to pump water from its source there, so residents are being asked to conserve. If the pumping station is shut down, Cox says a mandatory conservation order could be put in place. This morning, meanwhile, a levee failed south of Oquaka near the town of Gulfport across the river from Burlington, Iowa. The official state disaster area from last week's flooding and severe storms has expanded in east-central Illinois. Governor Blagojevich has added Douglas County to the list of counties eligible for state cleanup assistance. A release says the declaration makes it easier for local governments to get state resources such as sandbags, inmate work crews, pumps, and heavy equipment. Lake, Winnebago, and Jersey County were also added to the list of disaster areas today. That makes 15 counties in central, southeast, and northern Illinois, as well as along the Mississippi. It's not yet over, but researchers say this year's flooding is in certain ways already more severe than the Great Flood of 1993. Steve Hilberg directs the Midwestern Regional Climate Center at the Illinois State Water Survey. He says floods are worse in several areas of Iowa, southeast Minnesota, and Wisconsin when compared to 15 years ago.
If you're talking to people in Iowa, this is worse in a lot of cases. They're breaking records that by 10 and 12 feet. But on the Mississippi River as a whole, this isn't nearly as widespread, but in some areas this summer, this has been the worst flooding they've ever seen.
But Hilberg says a lot has been learned from the Great Flood of 1993, lessons that help limit the damage of this year's flood. He says he expects river levels to start receding within a week since there's less rain in sight over the next 10 days. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. And, Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, we have some pretty decent weather around this part. I know we're keeping a lot of ears and eyes on what's happening along the Mississippi River. Any rain out in that area, or are they going to get some halfway decent days to try to battle the floodwaters?
Well, today it should be a decent day. As we go through the week, there will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms out that way the rest of the week. Unfortunately, some signs indicate that as we go into the weekend and next week, rainfall odds pick up again. So they're getting somewhat of a break, although it may not be a completely dry scenario the rest of this week.